You know, last year, the 2008, was the first year that we actually, you know, like it sort of like seemed to go off without like a major hitch. Mm-hmm. I had to leave that year when we went up. We opened up at the
right.
House of Blues for mm-hmm. Tuss and the Maytals, you know,
Tuss and the Maytals show.
And you know, but I got home, and then I just was, you know, was able to rock. And then the next day, the skies opened up. Not last year, but the year before. Uh-huh. And, like, flooded. Like, it destroyed tents that we had here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which is not a big deal, because, they didn't blow me.
What do you remember in the music?
I don't remember. I remember Wazozo. Remember that I had a moment, I was upstairs dealing with I had to take a leak, and I had some money problems that I was dealing with. And I heard Helen's voice coming over the trees up from the second floor. Uh-huh. I don't have any. Well, I guess I might have some musical memories. Supergroup, that moment was great. I remember playing with Luke Allen. Mm-hmm. That cheer when he did the side stage at Sunset with Helen. That was lovely. You know, it's one of these things, like, when you're running the party, you're not at the party.
Yeah.
You're the superstructure of the party.
Wazozo, now.
You're mainlining ice, and you're
So Wazozo's played twice. And you have some groups that have been repeating.
No, they've only played once.
Well, they're about to play. They will be playing.
They will have played twice.
They will have played twice. I talked to Helen the other day, which is really fascinating. What her impressions are. But I'm thinking to myself now, in choosing some people to play twice, is this because again it's it has to do with the aesthetics of how you're choosing things in the festival?
Yeah, we're bending some rules to.
Sure, you should.
To assure that some other rules are kept in place. Uh-huh. And in this instance, we are bending the no repeats rule to assure that we have Belgian, you know, string music at our festival. Because it's so lovely and so charming that, I tell you what, if it wasn't for that fucking show...
Yeah.
Last year, I almost would have fucking had a heart attack. Uh-huh. I would have had a heart attack come out of my ass. Because, like, you remember, Jimmy Horn fucking, you know, got sick and didn't show.
Uh-huh.
We had to switch the whole fucking thing around in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad.
How many, let's ask this question. This is a good one. How important is the music part, element of this festival? Because there's all kinds of stuff going on, but what is the importance of the music?
Well... To me, it's paramount. I don't deal with the other stuff.
That's the top priority of the whole festival.
Well, you see, if you talk to Courtney, who is more the vendor's, you know, signs, iconography department, mm-hmm. we're very much, you know, a duality in that way. I deal with all things musical and all that, you know, infrastructure kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. She deals with... you know, the other science.
What
of
you getting, don't hear.
The stuff that you don't think about, man. You know, what you don't... Well,
what you don't hear.
Well, she deals with... You know, we've got Pat and Leonard doing their bar, and we've got... You know, Gianna's going to come, and she's going to be doing a thing. Even Melissa next door. The joint's coming back. Yeah, it goes on. Oliver next door is going to be doing something, food-wise, and a bar. Uh-huh. And even Chauncey. And... Jeff's kids are doing something.
But what is the importance of the music?
Well, you see, to me, the importance is, well, I don't have to deal with all that shit. Uh-huh. You know, it is a music festival. It's supposed to be a music festival, you know, and like we, you know, as it gets bigger, you know, the Nola Fugees want to come set up a tent. And people want to set up their little craft tables. And so your phone starts ringing around, you know, February 10th, about people say, oh, and you start getting emails unsolicited from people. But I'm not going to complain about that. But to answer your question, to me, that's the only thing there is, mm-hmm. that and ordering the beer. Mm-hmm. So you know, we have the Zydapunks this year, which is
great band.
Very
love the Zydapunks.
Exciting band.
And they're not the closer though, right? The closer is Narcissi.
Well, yes.
And that's interesting.
If you want my funniest Chaz Fest story, I'll tell you right now.
Sure, with it. It's a good
funniest Chaz Fest story, yeah. is that Narcissi was not selected to play this year. Right?
I won't tell Jay.
No. Here's the story. So I went over to Jay because we had the Tomatoes, and that's right. George Orlanos. Mm-hmm. He's the engineer at the studio next door. His band, the Tomatoes, is a rock and roll band, you know, a little more poppy than, you know, Narcissi. And I...
Is it Narcissi or Narcissi?
I think the emphasis is on the sissy.
Narcissi.
Narcissi.
Narcissi, yeah.
So, you know, Jay Holland, he lobbies every year.
Uh-huh.
And they've repeated, I think.
Oh, Narcissi's been here?
They came out and they did like a freebie set like in front of the stage or something like that.
Really?
Not in front of the stage, but they came out and they played like early in the day one year.
Wait, do you have people? You're going to have people playing in front of the fence. Okay, yeah.
No. It was authorized.
Okay, uh-huh.
But, so I saw Jay out and I said to him that the Chaz Fest schedule had been codified, and that there was no room for Narcissi.
Uh-huh.
And Jay Holland said to me, "No, that's for your own, dude." And I said, "No, really, there's no room for Narcissi." "Oh, no, dude, there's totally room for Narcissi." And I said, "Well, Jay..." Anyway, listen.
What is he? Does he listen to Confidence tapes all day?
Dude. Let me just finish this story.
Yeah.
So, I said, "Well, listen, just be warned that there's no room for, you know, I just don't think it's going to happen this year for Narcissi." You know? Just, "Whatever, dude. You know, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you're wrong. You're so wrong, dude." You know, so I walked out of this. It was my gig, too, at the DBA. And he was just there, like, hanging out after his gig. So I went home, went to bed with my wife, you know, got up in the morning, and I said, "Well, yeah, I told Jay, there's just no room for Narcissi at Chaz." She said, "Oh, God, there's got to be some room." I said, "No, there's no room, because, you know, we're going to have the last band is the Zydapunks, and that's that, unless we want the cops come shut us down." She says, "Well, why don't we just let the cops come shut us down with Narcissi playing?" I'm like, "Well, fuck, that's not such a bad idea."
It's really funny, rationale. So, it was really funny.
Well, I was like, "You really want this to happen?" She's like, "Oh, they have to play. And I said, "You know what? I agree with you. Narcissi has to play." And so I called up Jay. This is like 10:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. like on a Sunday morning. And he's worked the night before doing sound. And I called him up. And I said, "Hey, Jay." He said, "Hey, Alex." I'm like, "Well, it looks like Narcissi is going to play at Chaz Fest." He says, "Oh, the people have spoken."
The organizers polled.
And I said, "Okay, well, it's been decided that, you know, you guys can play after the headliner until you get shut down." This is the best line of all. He said, "That's cool. That's how we learn how to play fast." And I called him in the morning. This is what really his spirit was like, "Jay, you know, looks like you're on the chest." He says, "Yeah, I know. The people have spoken." I didn't have to tell him. He's just like, "Oh, you're calling to tell me we're on the Chaz Fest, aren't you?"
Yeah.
"Oh, man, it's going to be balls out, dude."